The Silkworm. De beams of April, ere it goes, a worm, scarce visible, disclose, or went along, content to dwell, the tenant of his native shell. The same prolific season gives the sustenance by which he lives, the mulberry leaf, a simple store, that serves him till he needs no more. For his dimensions, once complete, thenceforth none ever sees him eat, though till his growing time be past, scarce ever is he seen to fast. That hour arrived, his work begins. He spins and weaves, and weaves and spins, till circle upon circle wound, careless around him and around, conceals him with a veil, though slight, impervious to the keenest sight. Thus self-enclosed, as in a cask, at length he finishes his task, and though a worm, when he was lost, or caterpillar at the most, when next we see him, wings he wears, and in papillo pomp appears, becomes oviparous, supplies, with future worms and future flies, the next ensuing year, and dies. Well, were it for the world if all who creep about this earthly ball, though shorter lived than most he be, we useful in their kind as he.